clothes to one of your children, telling him to hurry to get ready for school, you'd say, now hurry up here.
Here are your clothes.
All right. Do you ever use the expression right smart, or right smart of corn, or right smart of this?
Did I?
Do you ever use it, or do you hear people use right smart, that expression?
Oh, yeah.
How would you use that? Can you think of a way you would use it?
Well, I think, he's very smart.
Well, I'm thinking of that expression that you use, right smart, together. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say it's raining right smart?
Sometimes.
Well, we've had a right smarter rain.
Right smarter rain.
That sounds right.
Right, that sounds more right than when we say having a...
It's raining right smart. That doesn't
right
sound
smart.
As,
that's right.
You don't think you'd hear that?
No.
All right, suppose, what about saying he grew a right smarter corn?
Well,
does that sound, how does that sound?
Well, that don't look like it would sound like it.
It wouldn't sound natural.
No, it's not
you.
Natural.
Okay. What I was driving at, I was trying to figure out, is right smart a measure? Is, you know, when you say it's raining right smart, how, if that's used as a kind of a measure.
Well, it seemed like that would kind of, like it would sound like it was measuring something.
Mm-hmm.
But
right you couldn't
smart.
Really count it.
No, you couldn't count it.
You couldn't say, now
no.
This is a right smart.
That's right.
It's just sort of an indefinite.
Just indefinite. Say that's a right smart.
I see. Fine. Your wife went to the store and she were going to, say she was going to make some drapes or something. She'd bring back a little piece of cloth, maybe to check the color or to see if you liked it. You'd say she brought back
a sample.
And if your wife got a new dress, you might say to her, gee, that sure is a...
We always say, that sure is a nice looking piece of good, or a pretty piece of good. Certainly looks very becoming to you.
All right. And if you say that's a pretty dress,
yeah.
Then you might say, but you've got another one that I think's even...
Even better looking than that.
Even
prettier than
all
that
right.
One.
Over her clothes to keep the grease off of them, when a woman cooks, she sometimes puts them...
On her apron.
If you're going to write a letter, if you don't use a pencil, you use a...
Use a pen.
And if you have, say, a button missing off a shirt, you don't want to sew it on right then, you might use a
safety pin.
All right. People used to sometimes keep by the well something to drink out of, and it wouldn't be a gourd. Sometimes they did keep gourds.
Yeah.
They might keep a...
We call it a dipper.
All right. Something else I'm thinking of. I see these too. If there's a beggar on the street and he's holding out a
cup,
a tin cup.
That's what
we
use to call.
That's what I was trying to.
We wouldn't never did use much back there containers. We always said, well, he got a tin cup.
I see. Yeah, that's what I was driving at, because they kind of use them together.
That's right. Ten cup.
And a dime is the same thing as?
10 cents.
If you go out on a cool day, excuse me, you might slip on your...
jacket.
And or something a little heavier, your...
My coat.
And down the front, the coat has buttons.
Buttons.
It has buttons
on there. Down the front, we have buttons.